Welcome to an episode of Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show, social media, Instagram threads, Brand Janu, Facebook, The Brand Janu Show, and of course, TikTok, Brand Janu Show. Go follow me on all those stream on those social media platforms. All good. Follow me on all the social media platforms, Instagram threads, Facebook, and TikTok. Well, you can really go, really, is my YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show, man. Go subscribe, comment. I do comment back. If you like the vids and shorts, helps out in the algorithm, helps me out in the algorithm. Shout out to all the new subscribers on the YouTube channel. Appreciate it. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, which you guys have kind of been enjoying this episode a hell of a lot. So again, tonight it is Life and Times with Music. So for the last three of these, I've done what rap, the hip hop, or the R&B, and I did rock last week. Well, there's only one category to go left in the 90s, and that is, of course, pop. Now, pop is popular music. It's not a pop star pop music, because if that, I didn't listen to all pop music when I was a kid. Come on now. But I grew up in a TRL era. I grew up in an MTV TRL era, you know, what so many, you know, various artists, you know, throughout the years. So I grew up with a lot of those artists. But the 90s, the reason why I think so many people hold the 90s music so near and dear to us is because anybody could be just great music, man. You didn't have to just be like, you know, a fan of Biggie and Pac. You could be a fan of, you know, Mary J. and Mariah. You know, you could be a fan of, you know, the Beastie Boys, you know, Green Day and Nirvana. You could be a fan of, you know, all of these artists, all of these different types of music. You know, Sheryl Crow became massive in the 90s. Celine Dion dropped, you know, My Heart Will Go On in the 90s. Like, it was so many artists and much, it was so much music and so many artists, so many groups, so many, you know, people that have stood the test of time in the 90s that are still kicking today, still killing it today. So this is my top 10 pop songs of the 90s. Again, like I said, it's not gonna be a bunch of Backstreet Boys and NSYNCs and Britney Spears. No. Popular is popular music. And that is what this list is all about. So, starting off at number 10. First of all, if you don't know how to do my top 10, again, this is my top 10. You can make your own list, do your own list, knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. But this is my list. This is my top 10 list. So let's get into it, man. So I go from 10 to 1. If you don't know, I go from 10 to 1. So let's get into it. Starting off the list at number 10, it wouldn't be the 90s and pop music without Britney Spears. And that is why she's at number 10. Well, baby, hit me one more time. Listen. This song was a massive hit. I remember, all I say this all the time, I remember when there used to be this show called The Box. They used to just play videos all day, every day on The Box when I was a kid. And of course, it got bought by MTV and turned into MTV2. So that's where MTV2 came from. But if you turn on The Box, I mean every single fucking day, this was the song. The video was played everywhere in the 90s. I mean, goddamn. You turn on t it, I really do believe MTV TRL was literally created just for her. Like, it was, that shit was every fucking where. When I say everywhere, every fucking where. That song was massive. Maybe One More Time is one of the biggest songs of the 90s. I could not do a list without having Britney Spears on here when we talk about the 90s. Even in the 2000s, even. It's kind of like, but she ran the 90s, man. I remember the video when it first came out. I remember everything about that song. And I was just like, who the hell is that? Yeah, that works. I like, what the hell is that? Yeah, that works. That works. I love Christina Aguilera more, though. That's just me. Christina Aguilera, but that's just me. Britney Spears was the 90s embodiment of the pop scene. So, yeah. Number nine. Killing Me Softly with his song The Fugees. Listen, there's not that many groups, artists, it's not that many groups, artists, that in a very short period of time was sonically loved by everyone. The Fugees are one of those groups that was sonically loved by everyone. And that's the thing about it, man. Lauryn Hill, Wyclef, just the Fugees, man. The group itself is still one of the greatest groups. It's to the point now where we still want a Fugees album. We still want a Fugees album. We still want a Fugees album. We still want, the Fugees reunions. We want them all. We still want that. We still want that. We still want that. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about it. So yeah, man, I think the Fugees are one of the greatest rock, one of the greatest groups, not just rap, not just rock, one of the greatest groups in music history. They just didn't have a long period of time, but that was kind of all like the 90s. I mean, let's be real, 90s is kind of all like that. But yeah. And number eight, speaking of another group that was just solidified greatness when they first started, man. That's TLC. You already know we're going with this. Waterfalls by TLC. That song was massive. I don't know. Waterfalls was fucking massive. Everywhere you turn, that song was everywhere in the 90s. To the point where you learned to dance. You had to learn to dance. You had to learn the Waterfalls dance, man. Again, another group that in the 90s just solidified how great they truly were. And Waterfalls is one of the greatest records also in the 90s. It just hit when it came out. It just solidified TLC even more. So yeah. Number seven. I Believe I Could Fly by R. Kelly. What he is over here. This song, if you didn't grow up in the 90s and watch Space Jam, one of my favorite movies, you know this song was actually on the soundtrack of Space Jam, right? He wrote that song for a fucking soundtrack of a movie for Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan. That song was played at every high school graduation for years. For years. I Believe I Can Fly, bro, was played everywhere. That is a song that for graduation after graduation after graduation after graduation, when I was young, I used to go to school fun things and all that shit. We used to sing this song. People forget, we used to sing this song, man, like graduations and shit. We just graduating like kindergarten and some kindergarten first grade or some shit, and you moving on to the next grade. They had you sing this at the school, function or some shit. This song was solidified, man. This is one of the greatest songs ever. It's a motivational song. And yeah. It's crazy to think that song was fucking made for a soundtrack. That is n for Space Jam of all the fucking movies. It was made for fucking Space Jam. But Michael Jordan is the GOAT. So yeah. And that Chicago connection too was just like obviously. Number six, Honey Remix, Mariah Carey, featuring The Locks and Mace. Yeah. Now, could I have gone fantasy with her and old dirty bastard? Of course, I could have gone fantasy, old dirty bastard, her. But now that I kind of like grow up and like, I fuck with this song more. Like, I fuck with this song way more. And this is like right after Mariah like did like the transformation and everything, and she came back, bro. Yeah, this song was the shit. I remember when this video came out, and it was like a world premiere. And people was like, "Wait, Mariah Carey about to drop a song with the Locks and with Bad Boy? Like, get the fuck out of here!" And you saw the video, and you were like, "Oh shit! Like, she really did this shit! Like, holy fuck! Video was fire! It was fire, man. Like, it's kind of like Hypnotize from Biggie a little bit. It's kind of like they kind of like took that same type of video. I can't remember which one was which. I think Hypnotize was first, and then this came out. Like, maybe like a year later, this came out. But yeah, man. Honey, Mariah Carey was the shit in the 90s. And in the 2000s, so please understand, she will be on the list in the 2000s when I do this in the when we go to the 2000s, she will be on the list. Just get there, get ready. But yeah, Honey Remix with her, The Locks, Mace, hell yeah, hell yeah. So recap, so I get into top five, of course. Number 10, Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Number 9, Kill Me Softly with his song, Fugees. Number 8, TLC Waterfalls. Number 7, I Believe I Could Fly, R. Kelly. And number 6, Honey Remix, Mariah Carey featuring The Locks and Mace. Number 5. I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys. Fuck what you talked about. Backstreet Boys was the shit in the 90s. Fuck what you talking about. Backstreet Boys was the shit in the 90s. Fuck what you talking about. Now, I'm more of an NSYNC fan. That's just me personally. More of an NSYNC fan. Saw them on Disney Channel when I was a kid. They used to be, you remember Disney Channel used to do like these Christmas specials and shit. And then NSYNC used to go on there just singing shit. I was more of an NSYNC fan, but I can't deny this song was the shit when I was a kid. I can't deny it. It's still to this day is the shit. Like you could put this shit on and be like, you try not to sing it. You're like, you ain't gonna sing this by the time you get to the hook, get to the chorus, you singing this shit. Like you just like, you know what, bro? Just yeah. Like, yeah, dude. They got me, man. They got me. Now, to a lot of people, Backstreet Boys is probably one of the greatest boy bands that ever existed. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I can't really say that. When you look into the world of boy bands, New Edition, Jackson 5. I mean, that's off the top of the dome. That's off the top of the dome. New Edition, Jackson 5. That's just me personally. I'm like, I don't know about that. But for what the Backstreet Boys was in the 90s, and I talked about them last week with Blink 182 when they were making fun of them. That shit was funny. But this was the video that they were making fun of. And so, and all the small things. So the song is a hit, man. That shit's a bona fide smash hit. So yeah. Number 4, More Money, More Problems, Biggie featuring Diddy, Puff Daddy, and Mace, Diddy, P. Diddy. More Money, More Problems is the embodiment of hip hop 90s. Yeah, I said that shit. More Money, More Problems is the embodiment of hip hop 90s. A lot of glitz and glamour, a lot of shiny shit. Throw your rollies in the sky, wave them side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Biggie, Mace, Puff, they killed it. They killed that song. Right at the Boogie Pass. And you know how they're gonna continue to his memory. And when this song comes on, and yeah, does this song kind of mean more at the Biggie Pass to a lot of people? Probably more now than ever. But it's still a fire ass song. I was listening to this shit this weekend trying to put this list together, and I was like, damn, I gotta put this shit on here because I don't remember too many songs in the 90s that gave you that feeling. Like when you first heard it, it was just like, yep, this is the shit. You first heard it, you're like, yep, this is the shit. It's not too many songs. Again, a video that I remember when I first saw this video, and people have tried to recreate this video a bunch of fucking times. So yeah, this song is still one of the greatest rap songs of all time, and it crossed over so fucking fast. Now a lot of people sit there and say, "What about I'll Miss You with Puffy, Fate, 112? What about that?" I could have put this on a list. I could have put that on a list, but to me, this one just feels a little bit more like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, when you listen to that song, you can't help but just think about Biggie passing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this song is more like, nah, this is fun. This is like the shit. And then when Biggie verse come on, everybody raps it. Come on now. Speaking of hip hop, number three on the list. Hi, my name is Slim Shady. Eminem, my name is at number three on this list. When I say Money, More Problems was a massive hit and it crossed over, yeah. My name is solidified Eminem before we could even look up. It was just solidified. He became the guy immediately in hip hop. The Slim Shady LP, still one of the greatest debut albums in hip hop to a lot of people, man. And it made Eminem a bona fide fucking like superstar. This shit made Eminem a bona fide fucking superstar. Nobody was more over in the 90s, late 90s, going into the late 90s, early 2000s, than Eminem. There was nobody bigger as a musician than Eminem in the late 90s, early 2000s. And as a reason for, and I know a lot of people, a lot of these new generation kids didn't grow up on Eminem like we grew up on Eminem. So you gotta preference these conversations with people nowadays because they didn't have the fortitude to grow up like we did or didn't grow up in that. And they don't also don't want to go back and listen to the music that we grew up on. They just like how we probably look at this new shit, they probably look at the old shit and be like, nah, this ain't for me. I feel the same way with this new shit. My name is, and that video, the first time you saw the video, that shit was so outrageous. You was like, yo, what the fuck am I watching? Like, you were like, yo, what the fuck am I watching, bro? Eminem went full flash, like, fuck it. This is me. Go. And he fucking killed it. Fucking killed it. But that's at number three. And number two, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. Yes. You talk about a song that is synonymous with an artist. Love Dolly Parton. Love Dolly Parton. Love her to death. You know how people be like, want somebody to take your song and sing your song, that ain't your song no more? Yeah, that's kind of how Whitney did it. That kind of like, kind of was, man. Again, this is back in the day when soundtracks used to matter. And you used to put songs on soundtracks, and the shit used to matter. So I'll Always Love You with Whitney Houston was legendary. That song was fucking legendary. To some people, this might be her greatest song she's ever dropped. Which again, is just a remake. It's a remake. So, yeah. I Will Always Love You is one of the greatest songs, probably ever. One of them. And is at number two on this list. Because at number one, I cannot do a pop list of the 90s without having the King of Pop on the list. You see how you see the dilemma here? And number one is Remember the Time by Michael Jackson. And four people ask, wait, that came out in the 90s? Yes, 91. Remember the Time is number one. Michael Jackson is one of the greatest entertainers. We always said that. He's the King of Pop. We always said that. Michael Jackson might be one of the greatest singers. I think we need to start having that conversation because a lot of people don't want to have that conversation about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson might be one of the greatest singers ever. The man been doing it since he was like 5 years old, 6 years old. You telling me that he can't sing? Live? This man was singing live, dancing and shit. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Mike is one of the greatest artists, and I get irritated when I hear people talk about something. This artist, the new King of Pop, or this person could Taylor Swift or Beyonce is like Michael Jackson. I'm like, love y'all, respect to y'all. Nobody's Michael Jackson. No fucking person is Michael Jackson. I don't give a fuck if you're Drake, if you're Beyonce, if you're Taylor Swift, if you're Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake, Usher, I don't Chris Brown. I don't give a fuck. You ain't Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson. And then you could write that shit as many times in a journal, it still won't make it true. Michael Jackson is one of the greatest fucking artists to ever exist, to ever do it. Remember the Time came out in 91. This is after he already dropped three classic fucking albums. Tell me how the fuck you supposed to move. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. That video was dope as fuck, by the way. That video was dope as fuck, by the way. But Michael Jackson is one of the greatest artists of all time. We can stop that shit right here, right now. Stop it. I get it. We live in the times. We live in a moment. Whoopty fucking do. And when your moment is past and you realize, and I'm gonna be right here to tell you, Michael Jackson is the greatest motherfucking artist to ever exist. And Remember the Time is number one on my list. I didn't even try to rhyme like that. That just happened like that. I'm sorry. Number one. Now, before I get off of this, number one. Obviously, just Remember the Time by Michael Jackson. Number two, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. Number three, My Name Is Eminem. Number four, More Money, More Problems, The Notorious B.I.G. Number five, I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys. Number six, Honey Remix, Mariah Carey. Number seven, I Believe I Could Fly, R. Kelly. Number eight, Waterfalls, TLC. Number nine, Killing Me Softly with his song, Fugees. And number 10, Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. That's a list. That is the 90s pop list. Do I do one more thing in the 90s? I think I should. I think I should do music videos. And that is the next one up. And then after that, music videos for Lifetime Music. That'd be the last Lifetime Music with the 90s. But the 90s are not finished. I am not done with the 90s because I will be doing my 90s movies and my 90s sports teams. I told you the 90s era is not done. Okay, 90s sports teams, 90s movies, and the 90s top 10 music videos. Because they had some classic music videos in the 90s, man. But until then, I am brand new. Go listen to all those songs. Hope you guys enjoy.